Here on American Voices, we invite authors and artists to tell us about a favorite place in America. It's a way for us to celebrate this great country. Well, this time we hear from author Anthony Boza. He's a former writer for Rolling Stone magazine. His most recent book is Crash and Burn. Here he is on his favorite place in America.
My name is Anthony Boza, and my favorite place in America is in New York City in Grand Central Station, and it is called the Whispering Arch. I first went down to the Whispering Arch with my grandfather years ago. It's this beautiful sort of hidden gem in Grand Central Station on the lower concourse right outside of the Oyster Bar, which has been there since the turn of the century, another gem in Grand Central Station. And it's this unique architectural, I don't know if it was a fluke or if it was designed this way, but if you stand in the two opposing corners of this four-cornered arch area and you face the wall, you can whisper into it and the person at the other end of the arch can hear everything you say. So essentially, you and a friend or you and three friends can sit there and have an intimate conversation amidst the chaos of Grand Central. And you really don't have to speak very loud. It's pretty amazing and very beautiful and very strange when you go and have that happen for the first time. You just say hello and your friend can hear you as if you're right next to them. It can be pretty much complete chaos, and you can just tell someone whatever you want. It's a great way to ask someone out on a date or tell them you love them. My grandfather took me down there and had me stand in one side and just told me to listen, and then went to the other side and called me this, you know, pet name that he had for me as a kid. And I just, it scared me at first, startled me, but I just really liked it. And I have always gone there since, whenever I've passed through the station. I would say I was probably about 10 years old. I think he had taken me to, he was a member of the New York Athletic Club up on Central Park South. And he took me there for the first time. It was one of the first times we sort of did something as, you know, men. It was a little adventure with him. So I'll always remember that day. And, you know, that's why the arch means a lot to me. It was fun. It was really cool. He got me a paperweight that day that I still have, actually. So, yeah, it was good times. Being there with my grandfather is definitely, you know, the best memory I have of it. So, check out the Whispering Arch.
That was author Anthony Boza.